biscuits and gravy.
Hello, boys.
What does LP stand for?
Lizard people. Nazi whale margarine pirates.
So far, I've had 7 McRibs.
Bullabuck.
Pol Pot pie.
I'm the prognosticator of prognosticators.
Like a slaughterhouse sangria?
Yeah.
I like those little cheeses.
Wow, DJ dropped the mic remix.
Where'd you get those little cheeses from?
My pocket. Good morning and aloha, biscuiteers. You got to dial on into the one, the only, the Truth Network on KAKU 88.5, the voice of...
Gravy.
Nay, the Groyce.
I can't baby. Tell. I can't tell if my headphones are up really high or if Chuck's just talking into the microphone for the first time ever.
I think it's a little bit of column A, Columbine, the two of them together.
Yeah, that's when you combine the yes. columns. It's yep. a Columbine.
Yep.
Okay.
Which is a flower that didn't get renamed.
We have appetizer plates at my job, and the name of that particular print of plates is called Corona.
Ooh-wee!
Because it has like a gold kind of sunburst around the edge of the plates.
Sunburst.
And, you know...
A Corona.
They discontinued them because nobody wanted those plates anymore.
Wow, that's
can you
cray
believe
cray.
It?
No one wanted the Corona special.
Nobody wanted the Corona plates anymore.
Number sad. 19 coming up.
Wrong.
That is the sultry sounds of the one, the only, my co-host, my cohort, my co something, Vincent Archangel Gravy in the Biscuits and Gravy Historic Amphitheater today.
That's me. I'm here.
That's me. Honk, honk.
Did you get those cheeses from Costco?
Yes,
are those
of
the Costco cheeses?
Yeah, dog.
I love those.
You know I'm getting my pocket cheese from Costco.
I love getting the little Baby Bells.
See, Baby Bells, I'm not trying to solve like a Rubik's Cube. I don't even like the taste of them, and I don't like the wax part of it. I know,
right.
Long-time listeners of the Biscuits and Gravy Show, I'm a really big fan of several other types of waxes, but not the Baby Bell wax.
I don't know. I feel like both of those statements are wrong.
Wrong.
I prefer the pocket Tillamook and the pocket mozzarella better.
The cheese is delicious, and the wax is so much fun because when you take the wax off the cheese... You have this little ball of wax. You can like roll it up. You can try to bounce it.
Sometimes I'll
try to save all the Baby Bell cheese waxes and roll them into one giant ball and see how big I can get the ball.
And then you crawl into an oven and just wonder what kind of man you are.
Yeah.
It's gravy philosophy 101. And that giggling sensation over here is comedian friend extraordinaire, the one, the only, Ivan the Terrible.
Ivan the Not So Terrible
is
joining us here today. How are
coming
you?
Coming to the stage.
Perfect. I'm doing really well.
We agree.
Thank you for having me.
So are you ready to talk about cooking?
Let's do it.
Are you ready to talk about comedy? No, you're not. Are you ready to talk about conspiracies?
Ooh. Yeah.
Hold on, let me play the song.
Cooking and comedy, watching stuff on TV, porn and conspiracies, biscuits and gravy.
Porn and conspiracies and pocket cheese.
That sounds
the new one. I like the...
Biscuits and pocket cheese.
The little mozzarella balls. They're like kind of... I like to play with my food. Do you play with your food?
It's almost like like a little mini burrata because they're still... When you get those, it's like 3 little mini balls of mozzarella.
And just like my pantalones.
They're still kind of juicy.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah. I like those when they're nice and juicy like that.
I will drink up now. I know it's not popular opinion.
What if you ate a burrata like an apple?
I mean...
You just grab it and just take a bite out of it?
Yeah.
That's got to be awesome.
I like to eat it more like a manapua.
Okay.
You know, alone.
That's when you go to the bathroom by yourself. It's a mono poo.
Oh, yeah.
Ivan, what's your favorite kind of cheese?
What's your favorite type of poop?
What's your favorite portable cheese?
Ooh, yeah. We're talking pocket cheese, pocket cheeses.
All right. So what's your favorite cheese for at home and then your favorite cheese on the go?
I got to say American cheese for burgers and mozzarella for alone. I like having the block. And eat it from the
block. Okay. Kind of,
so you like the hard mozzarella.
Yeah.
Ooh.
All right. So we're not even talking like a string cheese. We're talking like a block of mozzarella.
Yeah.
Buffalo.
Now, do you like Parmesan?
Oh, yeah.
You're
flaky. I love it. Are you very punctual?
One time, Chuck and Christy gave me like half a wheel of Parmesan.
Mm-hmm.
It was like this like giant chunk of Parmesan. I don't even know where you guys got it.
Fell off the back of a truck.
So I put it in the food processor and I ground the whole thing. It was like the good stuff. It was like the Parmigiano Reggiano.
Nice.
I ground it all up into like ground Parmesan. And then I was making Parmesan crisps. Where you just take some of the ground up Parmesan and put it into like quarter size little piles.
I love those things.
And then put that into the toaster oven. And I was making these Parm crisps and just eating Parm crisps all day. Oh, it was so good.
You do it yourself, baby. I put them in muffin tins.
It's a great low-carb snack.
Mm-hmm. Now you ever put pickles and cheese in the oven together?
Pickles and cheese?
But, yep. You take like your kosher deli slices and you do like a drier-aged cheddar or a really like a drier-aged Gouda. You know Gouda gets a little crystal pockets in it? Those little pockets of joy? You gotta use cheeses like that. Parmesan also really well. But I think pickles go better with Gouda or cheddar.
Mm.
And you bake them and they get all crispy and fry.
Cheddar is better.
Cheddar mo better.
And also, we learned from... Did you see that movie, The Menu?
We learned. Yes, I love The Menu.
So good. Did you see that movie, The Menu?
I doubt it. You just quoted it.
Ray Fiennes talks about how the American cheese is the best cheese for a burger.
Mm-hmm. Because, the way it melts.
Because it melts without separating.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So let that be a lesson to you guys. Always use American. Good
That's
old
the most American thing to say.
Good
baby.
Old American.
How many cheeseburgers have you guys had over the weekend? It was Memorial Day.
Oh,
the day we remember how many cheeseburgers we ate.
I was gonna say zero, but then I remembered that I did eat a cheeseburger.
how many did you do? The McDonald's six-piece challenge?
No, I didn't do the McDonald's six-pack challenge, which Communist. Is a real thing that I invented.
Communist.
I was actually thinking about doing it today before we go to Marlowe's.
Yeah, dude.
If you're not familiar, the McDonald's six-pack challenge is when you buy six single McDonald's cheeseburgers and then eat them.
For those of you that want to brush up on your canon.
I've done that. Not in Memorial Day.
Not well, you know.
How many cheeseburgers do you eat at a barbecue event?
If I'm super high, I can eat like five.
It depends. Ooh. It depends how many how big the burgers are.
I'm more of a drunk eater than a high eater. Once I get a couple, just a couple few, seven, eight martinis in me, I'm an unstoppable eating machine. You know, anything.
Yeah,
less
that's why
that.
I like to have a couple drinks before I have dinner because that like gets the juices churning.
Yes. the juice. Yeah.
But then also when I'm high, I'll be a snacker.
Ooh.
So I like to drink before a big meal.
Mm-hmm.
Because that gets me going. Like that really gets the appetite going. But if I'm high, then I'm just like never satiated. So I'll just be snacking the whole time.
That's good. What are your favorite pocket cheeses other than if you had to have a second favorite pocket
cheese? Besides the Baby Bell?
Yeah.
I like the Baby Bell, but I'm a big fan of just good old-fashioned string cheese.
Now,
mozzarella,
do you like the
string cheese. I like the fancy ones. I like the Polios.
I like the Polio, dude.
I like
it's
the cheap
shimmery,
ones.
It's shimmery, shiny, and beautiful. Is it plastic? Who knows?
I like the cheap ones. I like the Safeway off-name brand.
Love it. Signature Select.
Yeah, then there's the ones you can get them at Walmart. Get the Equates or whatever.
I think Equate is the Pepto-Bismol you take after eating the Walmart cheese.
I don't know. What's the
it best? Equates to you getting hemorrhoids.
Best yet?
Yeah.
It's like it's not the best, but it's the best yet.
Yeah, when
that,
it was
that Walmart has been able to come up with.
That the government gave them for free. Now, what's your favorite overall cheese?
Favorite overall cheese?
Oh.
It used to be Fontina, but now I'm going to say...
Whoa, you Fontina? You fancy. You don't like Borson?
I grew out of the Fontina. Mm-hmm. For me, it might be Chevre.
Ooh.
I like a tangy goat cheese.
Mm.
Like the Surfing Goat Dairy has some good flavors.
It's some tang.
I like some good flavors.
I'm a
goat
big
cheese.
Fan. Not everyone likes it, but I prefer that up country tang. Don't you?
This
is more natural.
That's Ivan's nickname, actually. Up country tang.
Up country tang.
In certain circles.
Yes.
Is that or government?
Some certain circles and circle like circles.
Yeah.
Yes.
And, just like Chuck's nickname is Little C.
Little C, baby. Let's jump out of the cheese and into the biscuits and the gravy.
Little C is back in the big seat there. He's back. He was on vacation.
Back in the big C again.
He was on vacation last week.
I ate so much bagels, pizza, and veal, baby. Italian food.
Yeah. Did you bring me a bagel like I asked?
I did. Not today.
Oh, really?
But I do have bagels for
you. Oh, really?
I'll see you later tonight.
All right. Mm-hmm. Awesome. I'm very excited about that.
We'll have this one from Chevre, maybe. Man, I ate so much food. And listeners of the show know I've been doing kind of like, I've just been eating like stuffed mushrooms and steak mostly the past couple months.
Nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with that. It's good. And but I ate so much carbs.
I did steak Sunday this week.
Ooh, what kind of steak did you have?
Tomahawk.
Yeah?
Got the tomahawk from Foodland. It was like $30. So good.
You love it.
It was like 2 pounds.
What's your favorite cut of steak? And do they call them different? Ribeye. You like the ribeye?
Yeah, I love it.
Now, are there any cuts of steak? Because you are from Argentina.
Yeah.
They call it El Ribeye.
You're a foreign exchange comedian, right?
Yeah.
Yes. You're
Who did we send over there?
We forget. We sent Corky. She just didn't stick.
We sent Corky, yeah.
Where in the world is Corky? Yes, yeah, I can see it. I can see it.
I think Nacho went over there and never came back.
Ugh. What? But they have different cuts of steak, though, different countries.
It's
right?
A different cut.
Yeah.
We cut different the cow.
Now, bacon, this throws me away, guys. Bacon is different where you go. Like, Americans nailed bacon. But if you go over to other countries, bacon is like, what is going on? Have you ever seen Canadian bacon?
Have you ever seen whale bacon?
Yeah, so
good.
It
wasn't very bacon like at all.
So good, though.
Have you seen Kevin Bacon?
Ah, yeah.
Yeah, he's from Philadelphia.
He's in the movie that came out during COVID where he's measuring his house and he thinks there's a secret room in the house. But you don't know if there's a secret room. He just gets paranoid and it like ruins his entire family.
The movie.
Yeah.
Oh, like being in QAnon.
Yeah.
You get paranoid and then you get divorced.
Yeah, we should be so lucky. So and if you are a part of QAnon, call our divorce lawyers up at 808-873-3435.
Let's do a little housekeeping here at the top of the show. Today's show is brought to us by Topher Grace's Etiquette School. When you go for grace, call Topher Grace.
Yes. Funding for the Biscuits and Gravy Show comes in part by lovely, community-minded celebrity sponsors like...
Christoph's Waltz Dance Studio. Do you want to tango like the Django? You will be an inglorious dancer.
Yes, we will be an inglorious dancer.
And today's show is also brought to us by Johnny Depp's glasses. For the best perception, get Depp Perception.
And today's show is proudly underwritten in part by Matt Damon's exorcisms. Hey, Vince.
Yeah.
Need to get out the demons? Get out the demons! And listeners like you.
And if
just
you,
like you!
If you are a fan of comedy and you want to see me or Chuck or even Ivan to a lesser extent.
Thank you so much.
You can check us out at The Story Open Mic on Mondays.
Monday Funday, baby!
Yeah, so if you're a fan of comedy open mics, they do one in Paia. Mm. So if you live on that side of the island, you can go check that out on Mondays. And then we have the one at Vibe. Right here in Kihei.
That's on Tickle Me Tuesdays.
That's on Tuesdays. Usually starts around 8-ish. Sign up.
And then check out ProArts.com. We're doing tons of shows at ProArts, tons of shows at Da Playground. And floating around the island, you never know when your favorite or least favorite restaurant will be hosting us, a rad-tag bunch of Raisinets in the Sun.
Yeah, you might just show up at like Ami Ami, looking to have a nice dinner, and then all of a sudden you have comedy thrust upon you.
Yep. What's the deal with something really unimportant?
That was like back in the threes days.
Yeah.
People would be eating at threes and they're like, all right, we're doing comedy now.
Yeah,
they're like I don't want that. I just want to eat my sushi. And then they're like getting yelled at for ordering drinks.
Yeah, like, can you keep it down?
Can you keep it down? Stop ordering your food. Hey, I'm trying to tell a joke up here.
The busiest restaurant in Kihei and you're staying an hour open just for us, but could you please stop polishing dishes? No margaritas.
No margaritas for the next hour.
The divas.
Can't have the blender on because I have to tell a joke about pooping. Last night we had the open mic at Vibe, and Ivan, you had a very interesting set.
Oh my god.
Where you kind of leaned into the fact that people were not listening to you last night, but then you ended up getting an applause break.
Yeah, I don't know what I was trying to.
But also, Chuck, since you weren't there, I can honestly say that I crushed it.
Oh, man. Every time I show up, it's supposed to be a bad night. But if I'm not there, people always kill it.
Right. And it was... You want to hear something crazy?
Who hosted?
Well, friend of the show, Shaheen, was supposed to host.
Okay.
But then it turned out he ended up showing up too late. So somebody else filled in. It was Cool Hand Luke.
Wow.
Other friend of the show, Cool Hand Luke, showed up, and he hosted, and he did a great job. I haven't seen him host in quite some time.
He's a pro, baby.
He is a pro. Luke is great at hosting.
Yeah.
And a comedian who I have not seen in quite a long time showed up and graced us with his presence.
Ted Anderson?
No. Actually, I saw Ted Anderson last week.
Oh, okay.
He was there. Guess who was there last night?
Chino?
No, even longer.
Sonny Dennis?
No, actually, but he's on Big Island right now.
Oh, wow. I don't know. I give up.
King Martin.
No way!
Yes.
Wow.
King Martin showed up. And
he's so handsome. He's a good guy. He's got a good handshake.
He did some of his old classic bits.
Oh, yeah.
And
those OG jokes.
It was a fun time. So we were happy to see King Martin. Haven't seen that dude in such a long time. He looks good.
Yeah.
He sounds like he's doing good.
Up country, down to Kia.
What, Mary? Now, Ivan, those listening at home might be able to notice this.
They're Googling North Korea balloons, Vincent Fodi.
Google North Korea poop balloons. But also, if you're listening at home...
It was a good bit.
By the way, if you're listening, you're probably listening on 88.5 KKU, the voice of gravy. But don't forget that you can also watch us live on Channel 55. We're live on TV right now.
And
so
for some reason,
wave to the folks at home.
We're also on Channel 54 right now as well.
It's a whole... TV takeover.
We're watching a different episode on TV out there. You see it? I'm wearing my shiny shirt.
That's classic Biscuits.
Yeah.
That's Biscuits. It's like MTV and MTV2.
Yeah.
BTV is the live Biscuits channel. And then BTV2 is where they show all the classic Biscuits episodes.
For the truth.
Just on a nonstop loop.
Yes. I think we're the only things providing any entertainment to these two stations.
Do you remember when MTV showed music videos, and then they're like, okay, now it's all reality shows, so we're going to come out with MTV2, and MTV2 just shows music videos.
Yeah, that
and
didn't
then
last
they,
long.
Yeah, then either. They started putting stuff on there, so they're like, we got to have a third MTV.
MTV Germany? That just shows Scheiser videos?
They just kept coming out with multiple MTVs until...
Yeah, little did they know. They spread themselves too thin and too far,
yeah,
and now there is no more music on television.
But if you're listening to us at home, you may have noticed that Ivan is got a little bit of an accent. Where are you from originally?
Argentina.
I think we talked about the precarious state of Argentinian politics last time you were on the show.
We did.
So we're happy to have you back to continue that. Who's floundering more politically right now, the United States or Argentina?
Definitely Argentina. Our new president, it's a complete mess.
Do you think he's listening to the show? Be honest. Open up to us.
He's not listening to anything.
Alrighty.
Now, as a bilingual comedian, do you find it fun or challenging to write jokes in other languages?
I find very hard to say jokes more than understanding.
You find it harder, like to actually say the jokes?
Yes.
Like the performance aspect of it, but it's okay for you to write them?
Yeah.
Okay.
When I write, it's more clear because I have time to read and understand what I'm saying and know if I'm going away from the point.
Okay. Right on.
Yeah, I've noticed that your jokes are very succinct. Like, there's not... I don't know if you've ever seen me perform. I'm amazing. But there's a lot of filler in some of my jokes, right? You are really condensed. It's really ba-da, 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 ba-da.
Well, my problem is I have this accent.
Yes.
So when I talk and I go like, I lose everyone. So I need to go like tighter in my head.
Now, with your theater background, could you, just for ha-has, which is the point of comedy, could you try to do a different accent for once?
I could try.
Oh, yeah.
Do
it. Do it like that.
All right, what are we talking about?
Oh, hold on.
Is this an American accent?
I don't know what it is.
Okay.
It is what it is.
It sounds like an AI accent doing food commercials, and I love it. Did you know that if you add eggs to bacon,
it's like one of the weird, rarely used TikTok voices?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Tell us... Is like the McDonald's six pack challenge. It's six single cheeseburgers.
Act now.
Ooh. Now, did you ever do comedy in Argentina?
I did theater that was comedy, but I never actually did stand-up comedy.
Stand-up. And now, would you ever consider doing improv?
Yeah.
Ooh, definitely. Tell me more about that.
Well, I did some improv in Argentina, acting because I did some plays in clown, you know, clown, like physical theater. So that had a lot of improv, but I'm definitely going, I would love to go back to improv.
Really?
Yeah.
There's a lot of improv on Island. There's a bit of a, like, east side, west side with comedians with improv.
I have a big problem with that. Like, it's
so
like,
be prepared to get shunned by me.
Sharks.
Is what I'm saying.
Yeah, let's do it.
Jets.
And I just want to go on the record right now by saying that stand-up's better.
Yes, and?
Yeah, definitely.
Yes, and improv is less better.
Yeah.
Take that, improv people.
You think of that on the spot?
Shots fired. Yeah.
My favorite, I did go to an improv once, though, in Pro Arts, and it was like, you know, give me an idea. And it was Alien vs. Predator. And the woman had no concept of the movie franchise or idea Alien vs. Predator. So she just figured Alien, like space aliens, and Predator, like Chester the Molester. And it was a miscommunication that actually once almost made me laugh watching improv.
Yeah. That's actually funnier if you're doing like a pun in addition to the improv.
Yeah, but instead she just
instead
didn't pick
of alien
up on
versus
social cubes.
The alien, the other alien predator.
Yeah,
right. It's an alien and a child molester, which is much funnier.
At least the alien wasn't an immigrant.
Yeah, the child molester has night vision.
Oh no. Now, sometimes I feel like you write a lot of one-liners.
Yeah.
You remind me of myself when I in my early comedy
you
career.
You remind me of a younger me.
You remind me of a young me, because when
we like you, kid.
When I first started doing comedy, Chuck remembers, I was very one-liner oriented.
Yeah, you also would do with a lean almost. I love that when you were like you first started getting three Jamesons deep, and you're just slightly off kilter. You're just slightly leaning back.
Yeah,
doing the one-liners. Oh baby, that was hot fire.
Especially yeah. Drunk one-liners are good. One time I did like a whole set of one-liners on my birthday and I was hammered. People were buying me shots. That was a good time.
Now, doing drunk comedy, great. You guys both did this touring show you got stoned into comedy, right?
I used to, when I first started doing comedy, I would only do comedy when I was very stoned. I would like go get super stoned before I would do my set. But now I only enjoy getting stoned after. I prefer to be not stoned when I do my comedy. But I do like to have one or two drinks just to kind of loosen everything up.
You have no problem getting stoned before comedy, huh, Ivan?
I do, actually. I should stop.
Yeah, dude.
I should definitely stop. My pronunciation fucks up.
Yeah.
And what? Okay.
Yes, it does.
One thing that I noticed, too, is that there's a lot of comedians where English is not their first language. And they're good at writing puns that we haven't thought of before. And I think it has something to do with like the fact that you're bringing new eyes to a language.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like sometimes when you grow up hearing the same thing, you forget that that's like funny.
Yeah,
you know?
And also I don't attach the same meaning to the words that you do.
Right, where it's like it immediately stands out to us we've heard it so many times that we're like, oh, we don't think about how weird it is that we call things that.
Yeah.
Exactly. And so I think you have a little bit more.
Because your pronunciation is a little bit different, it can draw people in a little bit more.
Yeah. Or drum them away, too.
But it's not easy. In my comedy career, I have written maybe like three jokes in another language. And it's not...
Two of them were sign language?
It's not easy. So, oh, yeah. I actually do have a joke in sign language, and I did that last night. It was one of the requested...
Oh, that's a good one!
I think really King Martin requested that I do my Coco the gorilla joke.
That's how you know it's fresh. So,
yes. I think it was Shane. He said monkey.
Oh, yeah.
And you said, no, it's a gorilla.
All right, so here's my Spanish joke, okay? ¿Por qué estaba sucio el futbolista?
¿Por qué?
Porque estaba Messi. ¿Ah? Es un chiste. ¿Ah? All right, here's another one for you.
Wow, you're so gracious to loan us this joke for a minute there, Vincent Fodi.
¿Por qué siempre llevo queso en el bolsillo?
¿Por qué? ¿Por qué? ¿Porky?
Por ser un queso. Es un chiste. That's my gimmick. I tell a joke and then I go, es un chiste, huh? All right, that concludes that segment. Okay.
is that a Mexican or just Italian, a Cheech and Chong voice that you did there?
I'd say it's more Mexican.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
Whereas if I said something like, concha de mi hermana, that's more Argentinian.
Mm.
Yeah. Or mi caga en Dios.
Yeah.
By the way, what
your
do you...
moves are super Italian. It's un chiste.
Hey, oh, oh, hey, hey. Oh, hey. Shoot the cuffs. What do you say in Spanish when you become an atheist?
What?
Adios, adios.
Nice.
Es un chiste.
Holy Christ almighty. I don't know. Tony's in the other room. He has a big plug in his hand.
He's got a big hook. He's going to give me the hook. By the way, today's show is brought to us by Maggie Gyllenhaal's bras. Don't be a saggy Gyllenhaal.
For best supporting
she
actress.
She was voted best supporting actress.
I bet you she has great nips. What do you think her nip? Oh, wait. Do they show full nip in or do they just do side boob?
In what was she?
The
secretary?
Prostitute show. No, that she just. Ooh, they did show her butt being slapped in the secretary. James Spader, bro. Ooh, baby.
I
saw that movie with my parents, and it might have confused me sexually.
Let's look up. We'll look it up on Celebrity Jihad.
Whoa, that's a war I'd wage. No, it was that prostitute show.
Yeah,
about...
where she played a porn star. Yeah. It was on HBO.
Yeah.
It was by David Simon, the guy who did The Wire.
James Franco played
James
two
Franco
versions
plays...
of himself.
Yeah.
Yeah. The drunk twin. So good. James Franco plays James Franco like no one else. She definitely wasn't nude in The Batman, which, by the way, they should start putting nudity in The Batman. You know what I mean?
She's got decent nips.
Let me see her nips.
Here, take a look at those.
Let me see here.
Don't hold that up to the camera. Today's show is brought to us by
wow,
Britney Spears.
They're way lighter than I thought they would be.
Britney
I really
Spears.
Would have thought she'd be a darker nip guy.
Today's show is brought to us by Britney Spears hair cutting scissors. For the best in shears, get Britney Spears. Oh, you want to see Maggie Gyllenhaal? That's what her boobs
okay.
look like.
I didn't need that.
It's not bad.
I would have thought they'd be darker.
I used to date a girl that looked like Maggie Gyllenhaal.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That's cool. Today's show is honored in part by Beyonce's Homemade Preserves. I don't think you're ready for this jelly.
Gary Oldman's Senior Center. If your ears are golden, spend them with Oldman.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Now, Chuck, we've got so much to talk about.
It's been too long.
Because you were gone last week.
Ugh, we had the drunkest and the bunkest.
We did have the drunkest and the bunkest episode. And then did you listen to the episode with Shahane?
Yeah, Shahane's very funny. It's also wild the amount of movies he doesn't watch.
Yeah. Well, he's in a different age group than us, though.
He's like
so,
7 months younger than me.
Really?
No, I don't know.
I don't know. I feel like... I was
out of pocket cheese. Oh,
he did see the movie Big. I was surprised that he had never seen Apollo 13, though.
How is that possible? That's like an entrance exam for
one of my
being
favorite
American.
Gary Sinise vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
It's by the way, we do have a Sinise Valise update.
Yeah, we do, baby. The first stop on the biscuits and gravy train today is Sinise Valise.
I can't believe the first stop is Sinise Valise.
We have 26 minutes left of the show.
Do you know who Gary Sinise is?
I don't know.
Have you ever seen Forrest Gump?
Yeah.
Lieutenant, the guy who plays Lieutenant Dan.
Oh, you ain't got no legs, Lieutenant Dan.
His name is Gary Sinise, and every once in a while we have news about Gary Sinise. And so we communicate that news in a segment we like to call... The Sinise Valise.
Gary Sinise is an American treasure. Gary Sinise travels the country.
He's no Tony Shalhoub.
Raising money for vets, and not the ones that help animals die, but the other ones that help
other
people.
Animals.
Yeah, the ones that kill brown people in the desert for Halliburton.
Yes.
And so there's a AAA minor league baseball player. His name is Paul Skeens.
Ooh.
And coincidentally,
I think we all grew up. Paul Skeens is just a household name, Vincent Fodi.
Coincidentally, I was actually going to talk about this last week, but we ran out of time. But
it was a girthy episode.
But this week, today, is actually his birthday.
Yeah.
Paul Skeens' birthday is today, as you know.
Yes, it's an American name.
We all know that
it's all. We all have a shrine. You got it, your shrine to the AAA minor league baseball player, I'm sure.
Paul Skeens.
Yes.
Who kind of looks like Shane with short hair, actually.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, today's his birthday, so happy birthday, Paul Skeens. And he is being featured in our Sinise Valise this week because this season, anytime he gets a strikeout... He's going to donate $100 to the Gary Sinise Foundation.
Wow.
Isn't that so nice? Now, here's the problem, though. right?
He's not a pitcher.
No. He's a pitcher. The only thing is, I feel like this is might be a hindrance, right? Because, like, let's say you're about to strike out a guy, and then, you know, in the back of your mind, there's this subconscious thing like, this is going to cost me $100. You know what I mean?
The power of the Sinise Valise overcomes the id, the ego, and the superego. Everyone knows that, okay? This is therapy 101.
But what I would do is,
do you even think these things through?
What I would do is I would say every time, like, I give up a run,
ooh, yeah,
I'm going to give $100 to the Gary Sinise Foundation, because then that's going to make you play harder and not want to give up any runs.
What if we're just misinterpreting him?
And then also the best part is, right, if you do give up a run, your fans are sad, but
they're happy.
But they're also happy because now Gary Sinise is getting $100.
Mm-hmm. Which, you know, not only goes to the vets, but it goes for the Lieutenant Dan Jam Band
Lieutenant
Van.
Lieutenant Dan Jam Band Van, which they have to keep maintenanced and oiled.
Mm-hmm. At all times, even when it's not running, it's just on a treadmill being lubed up. Now, are you going to donate $100 every time you strike out with the ladies?
He'd be broke.
Yeah, I'm already broke.
Boop, 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 boop.
But anyway, Paul Skeens, we appreciate the effort.
Of course we do.
I just think that on some level, you may be doing yourself a disservice. I don't know. If I had to pay $100 every time I struck somebody out, I might just let them get a base hit every once in a while, you know?
First base?
Yeah, I might let them get the first base.
Do the kids still do, Tony? Do the kids still do the first, the second, the feel? And is that in your country, Alabama, do they use baseball analogies for sexual pleasure? Do you have, like, is there a certain part of Argentina where people are just clearly born better than other parts?
Yeah, what's the best part of Argentina?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Buenos Aires, the big city.
Okay.
The big city. Ooh, the big city. Can you do it in your American accent real quick?
Buenos Aires.
Buenos Aires, the big city.
The big city?
I don't know.
Can you do a lisp? Do a lisp. Get your tongue wet.
Buenos Aires.
I love it.
Buenos Aires.
Okay.
Do you have baseball in Argentina?
Nope.
Oh.
Okay.
So you have one field in Argentina, and it's way away from everyone's life.
All right. So do you have analogies for how far you get with somebody sexually? Is there soccer?
Yeah, are you
soccer.
Familiar with...
Oh, so you do use soccer?
Yeah.
Okay, so what would be like an example? Like, you score a goal, obviously, is having sex.
Yeah.
And then is there something for, like, kissing?
When you're kissing and you touch the lady's boob, for example, and boobies? She doesn't want it, it's like you're offside.
Okay.
Oh,
all right. Very good.
Wow, you got more manners in your country than we do.
We don't have words for that. It's consensual and non-consensual are labeled the same.
Right.
So kissing is first base. Then you have touching the boob is second base.
But it could also mean, retrospectively, women could touch your butt. That also counts as second base for women.
Yep. Do women have their own bases?
Do women? Yes. If they touch your butt. Or if they, like, grace...
So if they touch your butt, that's their second base?
Yeah, dude. Women bench. Like butts, baby.
But if we touch a woman's butt, that's nothing.
It is. It's nothing.
That doesn't count for
it's
it.
Foul
that's,
ball.
That's not... Yes, that's a foul ball.
Mm-hmm.
And then, obviously, below the waist is third base, and then actually having sex is a home run.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So...
Yeah, we have similar things.
Okay.
So what's the... Utilize more soccer analogies for me.
So, for example, if you're... going to a party and all of a sudden, like, everyone's talking to other ladies and you end up talking to a lady and something happens and you weren't expecting it, that would be like a free kick.
Okay.
For example.
Oh. Like,
free kick.
Okay.
Free kick.
A free okay. kick.
Do you get free kick with free kicks? Yeah, you freaky son of a bitch.
So that's like when something just falls into your lap.
Yeah.
That's a free kick.
Whoa, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, I like it.
All right, that's cool.
I feel like... almost every other country besides America is probably using soccer for their analogies.
Goal,
this
forward.
Is probably something, except maybe like India is using cricket.
I would think the same thing.
I don't know cricket terms, though.
Yeah,
so it's like the bowler in the box and the...
Oh, yeah. I want to stick my bowler in the box.
All right, so that's
the paddle is still the same.
That was the Sinise release. Sinise release was brought to us today by Macaulay Culkin's Caulk Guns. Nobody handles caulk like Macaulay Culkin. Don't remodel your home alone.
Today's show is underwritten in part by Woody Harrelson's Discount Lumber. His prices on lumber are smoking. If you didn't get Woody, you didn't get wood.
I just realized that I left my coffee at my house.
That happens to me all the time. I'm always leaving my coffee at your house.
I never forget my coffee, and I forgot it today.
I've done it twice. That's how you know you need coffee the most, is when you leave it.
Yeah.
You know, it's good.
No, I woke up nice and refreshed today.
No, yeah?
I could use a little caffeine boost,
though. Do you get a beauty rest?
I do. Do you like yerba mate?
I love it.
Yeah. You Argentinians are all the same.
Man.
Do you have, like, one of those nasty cups with the straw in it?
Yeah, it's not nasty, but I can be clean.
He's like, it's not nasty. Okay, it's that's if Chuck had a yerba mate cup, it would never be washed.
Yeah, it would be indistinguishable from a septic tank.
But I like the yerba mate. I do kind of like the idea that you like drink it and share it with other people, and
You don't like sharing as
like
much.
In a post-COVID, I don't like sharing with you because you're gross. No, actually, I don't mind sharing. I think in a post-COVID world, there's a little bit more of like a stigma attached to sharing. Did the yerba mate drinkers have to get over that during COVID?
Yeah, there's a little bit of precautions you have to take. You know, when you're having mate, you should... It's like sharing smoke. You shouldn't get it like wet, you know?
Okay. Yeah, you don't want to get it all gross.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. I do like the idea of like the communal nature of sharing.
And there's
like
nothing an yerba mate drink. Erotic behind it. The first time I was introduced to yerba mate, I was tripping on acid, and I thought we were about to have an orgy, and it was not going to be a good day.
I think that was more the acid.
Yeah. Does that happen to you? When you take acid, you think everyone wants to bang you? And you're like, oh, this is the worst family reunion ever.
Why did I come to Alabama to take acid?
Yeah, with a banjo on my knee. Banjo is the name of my cousin.
And then is there also something like you're supposed to drink it quickly, or is that not a thing?
And you're supposed to gargle it and spit in each other's
There's
mouths?
Certain etiquette around yerba mate that I
There's
know.
An etiquette, yeah. There's so the first the one who prepares the mate is the first one who drinks it.
Okay.
And then pass it around. Mm. And you have to sip it.
That's like whoever rolls the joint sparks it.
Yeah. Well, in Argentina, we whoever
I
rolls
don't,
it.
When I pack a bowl, I give greens to someone else as a sign of respect.
Yeah, me too. But with the mate, it's like, yeah, you pass it around and you don't have to drink it fast, but you have to drink it till it makes sound.
Oh, okay.
And you don't have to say thank you.
Like the slurping sound at the bottom?
Yeah.
Okay.
So Argentinians like to slurp. So
I was drinking yerba mate one time, and they were like, no, you have to keep drinking it. I'm like, but it's hot.
Yeah.
It was very hot.
It's hot.
That's hot tea.
Yeah. So you like yerba mate more than coffee? I mean, South America is big on coffee, too.
I love
That's
coffee.
More for guys like, no slouch exportation on. And... like overthrow of government. That's why coffee is so important in Central Latin America.
And cocaine.
My approach to coffee, it's a very Italian approach. I like coffee after dinner.
You crazy lunatic. How does that even happen?
A short coffee after dinner. And then I go
nice.
To sleep.
What?
I like that. I'm the same way. Like I can drink coffee at night and go right to sleep.
I can't do
but
coffee
like,
or chocolate after 2:15.
If Diana drinks like a soda after 3 p.m, she'll be up all night.
Yes, because Diana and me are just healthy, normal Americans.
But like I've drank espresso at I'll drink an espresso at like 10 o'clock at night. And
I've seen it.
Go right to sleep.
Yeah.
I love it.
Clean your teeth with the espresso beans on top. the limoncello will balance out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For me, it's like if I'm tired, nothing is going to stop me from going to sleep.
If I feel like
going to sleep, the caffeine is just going to help me run faster in my dreams.
What? Can you fly in your dreams?
I haven't been dreaming, really.
Ooh, what?
Yeah, I can't remember my dreams.
Do you like to...
I've been having more intense dreams lately because I quit smoking. When you stop doing nicotine, you start to have more vivid dreams and more intense dreams. Same thing if you stop smoking weed as well. Hmm. You start having more intense dreams.
My dreams are already way too intense. I don't think I could ever stop smoking weed. I get like...
Well, what about when we went to Japan and we went like a whole week without smoking weed?
I drank so much... potato juice that week. I had no idea how
strong
it was.
It showed you. It was really good. So you got so blacked out that your dreams couldn't catch up to you.
Yes.
That's good.
But you'd think they'd actually would run faster.
I'm pretty good at lucid dreaming.
Yeah.
Like, I'm good at realizing that I'm dreaming when I'm dreaming. And so the very first thing I do when I realize that I'm lucid dreaming, always I just start flying.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I start trying to bang everybody.
Well, that too. That's two.
Yeah, dude, love it, bro. Baby.
Like,
I have a recurring dream where it's a doctor's office, but it's in the middle of like a field. You open the door at San Francisco.
And it's Venus and Serena Williams.
Well, they're at the tennis court. Okay.
And it's in the park.
And they're huge. They're like 14 or 15 feet tall.
Chuck has this weird thing about Venus and Serena Williams and also them being like 15 feet tall.
It's intense, bro.
It's weird. We've gotten into some deep intense psychological predilections here in on the Biscuits and Gravy show. Okay, we got it. All right, we got to do some follow-up junction. Last week we had a lot of talk about sandwich semantics and whether a hot dog is a taco and whether a hot dog is a sandwich and whether a taco is a sandwich. And somebody else posed the question, is sushi a burrito? Someone else posed the question, is a bao bun a sandwich? Which was an interesting take.
Well, it's got buns, but it don't bow to nobody.
Got bun, hun.
Mm-hmm.
Now, like a bao bun, there's two types. There's like the dumpling type where everything's encapsulated.
Yes. It's
definitely not a sandwich. But there are also like,
but is a calzone a sandwich? I mean, it's bread and cheese and meat.
But if you go to like Suns Out Buns Out, they have the bao buns where the bao bun is folded over.
It's very
like,
vaginal.
Like a roll. Like it's very Georgia O'Keeffe.
There's no other way. It's just straight up, you know.
So is a folded over bao bun, is that a sandwich or is it a taco?
It's a quesadilla. What's a quesadilla?
I don't know. We never got to the bottom of that last week. Send us an email, thebiscuitsandgravy@gmail.com.
That's thebiscuitsandgravy@gmail.com.
Is a bao bun a sandwich? We want to hear it from you.
Or on Instagram.
At biscuitsandgravy808.
Mm-hmm.
You can also find us on Patreon at biscuitsandgravy808.
And 24 hours a day at biscuitwars.com.
And then Shane brought up something interesting. He asked the question, are hot dogs just the same thing as little bolognese?
I mean, pretty much.
And I was like, I don't think so. But then I did some more research, and it turns out that a hot dog is just a little bologna. They're pretty much the same thing.
Yeah.
A lot of deli places who make both use the same recipe. The only difference is the casing. So when you get bologna, it's out of the casing most of the time when it's sliced.
Not always, though. I grew up with cased bologna. It had the extra skin on it.
I like when you get liverwurst, sliced liverwurst, and it has that the little casing wrapper on the outside of every slice.
Mm. How about when you get layer of like filth on top?
I have had bologna that had the casing on it, but most of the time you're getting non-cased bologna.
No, I grew up with cased bologna. I mean, Oscar Mayer uncased.
And yeah, obviously.
But I grew up with cased bologna.
But basically, a hot dog is just a tiny little boiled bologna. Mm-hmm. So there you go. You learn something new every day. So when Shane was talking about shaving a hot dog, it is kind of like a mini, like a bologna sandwich.
Have you ever had fried bologna?
Like a fried bologna sandwich also.
Good, dude.
Fried bologna sandwich with some mustard. So that, I mean, like a sliced hot dog on a bun is almost the same thing.
I saw something wild over the weekend, not on Instagram, but in real life. Someone had a spiraled hot dog. They cut it open and did it. So it was like Stretch Armstrong, like old school. Oh,
remember style. When we had the tornado, the potato tornado?
Oh, so
in
good.
Japan? It was the guy took a potato and he like spiral cut it and put it on like a long stick.
Oh man.
And then like you drop it in the
seasoned
in the
it,
hot
fried it,
oil.
Seasoned it again.
Yeah, so it was like a fried potato giant spiral tornado thing.
It increases the surface area and catches the yum area.
Yeah,
which
it was
is the
super
condiments
good.
That you load up on it.
And so you saw somebody do that with a hot dog?
Yeah, dude, and it fits way more condiments now because of it.
That sounds great.
And it gets
if it's one thing I've been trying to do, it's increase my condiment to hot dog ratio.
Mm-hmm.
And now science has shown us a way.
Science.
Also, let's do a little biscuits and or gravy news.
You just read my mind, baby.
There's a lot of biscuits and or gravy news going on right now.
And this is the Biscuits and Gravy Show on KAKU 88.5. We are with comedian Ivan and my good old buddy down here, V. Vince Foti.
What's your last name, Ivan?
Nathanson.
What's that?
Nathanson.
Nathanson?
Isn't it Nathanson?
It's not.
Okay. Now
isn't
I
real
feel
name
like...
Chuk?
Okay. Do you know what your last name is? Okay. Say it. Say your last name into the microphone.
Nathanson.
Nathanson. Okay. Well, anyway, Chuck, do you hear that sound?
That sound can be one thing only. It is time for the most glorious part of our episode, biscuits and all gravy news.
As we know, the mainstream media doesn't like to cover biscuits and or gravy related topics, and
nope,
so
they're always talking about Jerusalem and Ukraine.
Boo. And so that's what we're here for today. And,
boo, because we poo-poo it, but also because there's a lot of ghosts now.
Biscuits and or gravy news is brought to us by Mark Hamill's Hammers. Got a big project to tackle? It's Hamill time.
The gravy wrestling video is stuck in a fast-forward loop. Can you see it?
And so we got a couple things to talk about for biscuits and or gravy news. In New Zealand, KFC is doing this new promotion. Yeah, did you know about the gravy train?
Yeah, dog, the gravy train. It's literally a train that takes you to... So, first base soccer.
Yeah. So in New Zealand, around the times that they have major sporting events, a lot of times they'll let people they'll let people take the subway for free, which is already good, right? Mm-hmm. But then on top of that, to make things even better, KFC is sponsoring one of the subway trains, and it's called the Gravy Train. It even has a picture of the KFC logo and the Colonel printed on the outside of the train.
This is how we take over New Zealand.
And then when you step into the train while you're riding to the stadium, they're providing people with free like popcorn, chicken, and gravy, and french fries. And it's called the KFC Gravy Train.
There is no better place I'd rather eat popcorn chicken
than on a subway.
Than on a subway in New Zealand going to a rugby game.
I mean, that does sound pretty darn fun.
Yeah.
We don't have any trains here.
I mean,
to have the sugarcane train.
Yeah.
And they didn't give you sugarcane to eat while you were riding on it.
No. You can go to Genki Sushi. They got trains there.
Oh, yeah. They got a sushi train.
Yeah.
I guess.
The sushi train. Choo-choo.
Also, sad news for biscuit fans around the world. Red Lobster is closing a lot of its locations.
So I did a deep dive on this. They're of course,
they're not all
blaming
closing.
The endless shrimps, right?
Yes.
But that's actually not the case. An investment firm invested in Red Lobster about 15 years ago, and Red Lobster used to own their land and make more money like the McDonald's method, franchised Red Lobsters, so they were making more money off the land.
Right.
This investment
like
company
Keaton told them.
This investment company
you're
started
not a restaurant, you're
selling
a real
off
estate
the
company.
Land, sold it to another company that then leased the land back to Red Lobster for so much more money. And it's all like we're like three out of four of the directors are the same people.
Was it Mitt
They're
Romney?
They're just robbing Red Lobsters.
Wouldn't it be funny if it was Mitt Romney again?
He's like, they don't serve milk at Red Lobster. Let's shut them down.
Mitt Romney. They serve alcohol at Red Lobster. Shut it down. Mitt Romney is responsible for
like
destroying my childhood.
Yeah. Although anytime I want to fall asleep, I say, hey, Spotify, play some white noise. And it's Mitt Romney's speech.
Mitt Romney. Also, a Texas woman... open fire at a McDonald's because they refused to give her more biscuits.
Okay. I mean, fair enough. I don't see.
Okay. Well, here's the thing.
McDonald's doesn't sell biscuits.
And by the way, if you Google this story, the picture of the lady, she looks like a Texas woman who would open fire at a McDonald's. So she got her order.
Is she the one that shot at the hurricane a couple years ago?
So she got her order. Then... she ate her biscuits and her hash browns. Then she decided that she wanted to get more biscuits and hash browns for free. So she drove back into the drive-thru and was like, y'all didn't give me my biscuits. And the lady's like, well, let me see your bag because according to the security footage, we did give you your biscuits. And like, we know for a fact that we gave them to you. And she's like, you didn't give me a bag. And her bag was like on the car seat. And they're like, ma'am, you're clearly lying, just trying to like get more food. And she got super mad, called her boyfriend. The boyfriend came and started arguing with them. They still refused.
That's a devoted boyfriend. Whoa. Can you imagine?
Sticking to the lie of your girlfriend lying to the McDonald's people to get more.
I love my wife, but I don't even do that when she's in the right.
Well, to be fair, Christy would be able to handle that situation herself. Christy would have gotten the biscuits. But anyway, they refused to give this lady the biscuits, and then...
refused to give her the biscuits.
She opened fire on the McDonald's, and then she was arrested, and now she's being charged with assault with a deadly weapon. So, you know, I understand. I understand that sometimes you just need more biscuits, but don't...
I can only relate to this couple.
Don't shoot at fast food employees.
Also, yeah. McDonald's biscuits, I don't know if it's worth going to jail over.
The cheese fell off that crocker a long time ago.
Like, maybe, like, I could see shooting up a KFC.
Yes.
If they didn't give me their biscuits. Mm-hmm. But, like, just lying to get more biscuits and then shooting...
Total Texas move.
A McDonald's? Like, no.
Also, that's so much energy to get free biscuits. Like, you're getting your boyfriend involved. You're going back. Was the gun there the whole time?
This is her.
Oh, man. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She definitely looks like the type to shoot up a McDonald's.
She was born for that. She was waiting for it.
She looks like Buzz's girlfriend in Home Alone.
She looks like the big M&M.
Buzz's girlfriend, woof.
That was actually played by a dude. They didn't want to shame
anybody.
She
practices in Target.
That's funny. Now, we are going to Marlowe's today for lunch.
5 o'clock?
Yeah.
Is that when you
Well, that's lunch for me, but that's dinner for you and Christy.
Yeah, so it's late night dinner for us.
So Marlowe's is an upcountry Italian restaurant. Fantastic gnocchi. I can't wait to go back
there. I
just
want to get gnocchi and meatballs. Haven't been there. Is it pretty much just pizza?
It's a lot of pizza. They have a pizza that has a roasted garlic on there. It's like confit garlic on the pizza. It's one of my favorite pizzas
on
the island.
That means with feet.
Which is, it's so good. Also, if we can do a quick gluttony club, I
love it.
I have a friend that I work with who lent me her dehydrator, and I made some dehydrated pineapples.
Nice.
Give it to me, big boy.
Dude, they came out so good.
Wow.
I know that Ivan hates dehydrators. That's why he's always giving people humidifiers.
I'm that dry.
Ivan gave me a humidifier.
How much cocaine do you guys do with each other? And he's giving you humidifiers.
Ivan gave me a humidifier as a gift, and then I found out that I wasn't the only one that received a humidifier as a gift from Ivan.
Are you just saying he has really dry humor?
But that's true. I do have a dry humor.
These are delicious.
But I love humidifiers. When we were in Japan. In Tokyo, that one hotel, it was so dry.
Oh, my God, it was so dry.
And they provided us with humidifiers in the hotel.
Oh, my God.
And it was a lifesaver.
Oh, my God.
I love humidifiers. But I made some dehydrated pineapples, which are so good.
Mm, chew into the mic, everybody.
And I also made some jerky as well. So I might have let you try some last night at open mic.
Mm, give me that meat. Pass it over.
You try some?
Yeah, dog.
Here you go. Mm. So that's a homemade jerky. It's my first attempt at the homemade jerky. It came out okay.
Looks great.
It's not the best jerky I ever had, but it's pretty darn good. And
is it safe to eat?
It is safe to eat. And then for spoiler alert, just say Baby Reindeer, Three Body Problem, House of the Dragons Season 2 is coming out June 15th.
How's the nudity in that show?
Pretty good.
All right.
There's also that movie Civil War is available to stream
online. Mixed reviews. Very mixed reviews on it.
I watched it. It was okay.
Yeah.
We'll talk about all that stuff next week. Jinx Season 2, Wrexham Season 3, all that stuff.
New movie of South Park out where Cartman loses a lot of weight.
Oh, yeah. The End of Obesity.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll talk all about that next week. But for now, it's time for Chuck Stuff the Knowledge Buffalo. Chuck Stuff the Knowledge Buffalo is when Chuck tries to prove that he's the smartest buffalo in the room.
We didn't have time to play Am I Smarter Than an Immigrant?
Oh, darn it.
The answer may surprise you.
Our first question comes from Lyle in Lubbock, Texas. He wants to know, what region in China was leased to the British for 99 years?
Hong Kong.
That is correct. All right, Samantha in Denver, Colorado wants to know, Jason Voorhees is one of the main antagonists in what horror film series? If you get this wrong, Tony will kill you.
Crap. Friday the 13th.
That is correct.
All right.
And our last question is always a sports question because, as you know, sports is Chuck's Achilles hoof.
Literally right behind me.
Mary in Haiku wants to
know. Oh, Mary.
Oh, Mary. Hall of Fame athlete Bill Walton died this week. What sport did Bill Walton play?
Baseball.
Oh, I'm sorry. It was basketball. But you got 2 out of 3, and you know what our deceased friend Meatloaf always says.
Don't get vaccinated.
And that also means that that's the end of our show.
But not the end of Comedy on Maui. Please check us out at all the locations we name drop in every single episode. Yes. Vincent Arch, Ingles and Gravy, thank you so much for being a part of my day, a part of my life. Ivan, you are such a sweetheart. Thanks for coming in the studio today.
Ivan, you're so funny. We love having you on. Thanks
Ivan,
for being on
you're
today.
Ivan, you're up and rising comedian, and you're killing it, baby. People check out Ivan. He's very funny. He's everywhere. All right. Cool.
He is everywhere.
I want to be with you everywhere. All right. It's still going to be back in the ladle again. I'll see you next week. Same gravy place. Same biscuit time. And the Biscuit Boys, from me to you, aloha!